الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا.
Men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has made one of them excel over the other, and because they spend out of their possessions to support them. Thus, righteous women are obedient and guard the rights of men in their absence under Allah's protection. As for women of whom you fear rebellion, admonish them and remain apart from them in beds and beat them. Then, if they obey you, do not seek ways to harm them. Allah is the Exalted, the Great. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women. A kawam or qayyim is a person responsible for administering and supervising the affairs of either a person or an organization or a system responsible for protecting and safeguarding them and providing for the needs of those under his supervision. As for women of whom you fear rebellion, admonish them and remain apart from them in beds and beat them. This does not mean that a man should resort to these three measures all at once, but that they may be employed if a wife adopts an attitude of obstinate defiance. So far as the actual application of these measures is concerned, there should naturally be some correspondence between the fault and the punishment that is administered. Moreover, it is obvious that wherever a light measure can prove effective, one should not resort to stern measures. Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, permitted a man to administer corporal punishment to his wife, he did so with great reluctance and continued to express his utter distaste for it.
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا.
If you fear a breach between the two, appoint an arbitrator from his people and an arbitrator from her people. And if they both want to set things right, Allah will bring about reconciliation between them. Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. And if they both want to set things right,
the statement, if they both want to set things right, may be interpreted as referring either to the mediators or to the spouses concerned. Every dispute can be resolved provided the parties concerned desire reconciliation, and the mediators too are keen to remove the misunderstandings between them and to bring them together.
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا.
Serve Allah and ascribe no partner to him. Do good to your parents, to near of kin, to orphans, and to the needy, and to the neighbor who is of kin, and to the neighbor who is a stranger, and to the companion by your side, and to the wayfarer, and to those whom your right hands possess. Allah does not love the arrogant and the boastful. And to the companion by your side.
The expression, al-sahib bi al-jamb, the companion by your side, embraces those with whom one has a friendly relations of an abiding nature, as well as those with whom one's relationship is transient. For instance, either the person who walks beside one on the way to the market, or who sits beside one while buying things from the same shop, or one's fellow traveler. Even this temporary relationship imposes certain claims on every refined and decent person, that he should treat the latter as far as possible in a kind and gracious manner and avoid causing him any discomfort.
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
Who are niggardly and bid others to be niggardly and conceal the bounty which Allah has bestowed upon them. We have kept in readiness a humiliating chastisement for such deniers of Allah's bounty.
وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا.
Allah does not love those who spend out of their wealth to make a show of it to people, when in fact they neither believe in Allah nor in the last day. And he who has taken Satan for a companion has indeed taken for himself a very bad companion.
وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا.
What harm would have befallen them if they had believed in Allah and the last day and spent on charity what Allah had bestowed upon them as sustenance? For Allah indeed has full knowledge of them.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Indeed, Allah wrongs none, not even as much as an atom's weight. Whenever a man does good, he multiplies it twofold and bestows out of it his grace, a mighty reward.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا.
Consider then, when we shall bring forward witnesses from every community, and will bring you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a witness against them all.
يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَعَصَوُا الرَّسُولَ لَوْ تُسَوَّى بِهِمُ الْأَرْضُ وَلَا يَكْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا.
Those who disbelieved and disobeyed the messenger will wish on that day that the earth were leveled with them. They will not be able to conceal anything from Allah.